Today, Be'ezer Hashem, we're learning Daf Ayin Zayin, Masech de Baba Basra. Some of the topics we're learning about include a continuation of the Machlekes Rebbe Vachacham regarding Oisius. How does one purchase and acquire the creditor's rights to a loan? Rebbe holds, Oisius Niknas B'Mesira. One can acquire a loan with Mesira alone. The seller transfers the Shtar Milva, the actual loan document, to the buyer, and the Shtar Mechira is not required. While the Chacham hold, Loikon Ad Sheyichta V'Yimser. The seller must also write a Shtar Mechira, a document of sale selling him these rights, and he must also transfer the Shtar Milva to the buyer. The discussion of whether we say Mili B'Mili L'Mikanen, a verbal agreement such as a loan, can be acquired only with a more superior kinyan of Maisa action, such as Mesira, but it cannot be acquired with an equivalent kinyan of Shtar Mechira, a sale document which itself is Mili, the text of a verbal agreement. Kinyan Agaf, metaltel and movable objects can be acquired together with karka, real property, and that if the meicher sold both karka and metaltlin and the lekeach acquired the karka by one of its kinyonim, he automatically acquires the metaltlin. The Mishnah's halacha of mocher es hakar and loy mocher es hapradis, if a person sold a wagon, the mules are not included in the sale because, as the Gemara explains, this is a case of b'she'ein adukim bay. The mules were not hitched to the wagon, therefore each one was sold separately. The machlekes in the Mishnah's halacha regarding macher es hatzemet le macher es habakar. If a person sold a yoke, the cow is not included in the sale. Yehuda holds hadamim maidin. The price amount is a reliable indicator. If the buyer overpaid 200 zuz for the yoke, the cow is included in the sale because the yoke alone is certainly not worth 200 zuz. While the chacham hold ein hadamim raya, there is no difference, and regardless of the sale price, the cow was not sold. The discussion in the Chacham whether the sale of the yoke is effective or not, based on the concept of Eino u'bitl mekach. If an item was oversold by more than a shtus, 1/6 of the market price, the halacha of Eino applies and the sale is void.